This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Trump Organization goes on trial today. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
More than 3 years after Manhattan prosecutors started investigating Donald Trump, after going to the Supreme Court twice to gain access to his tax records, the only criminal trial to arise from their efforts is about to begin. Former President Donald Trump is not going on trial, but his company is, the Trump Organization, accused of helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries. Trump signed off on some of the checks at the center of the case, but is not charged with anything and is not expected to testify or attend the trial, which starts Monday with jury selection. Julie Walker, New York.
Donald Trump calls this a political witch hunt. The company's lawyers have said the company played by the rules. The Kremlin is standing by its allegation that Ukraine may be preparing to detonate a so-called dirty bomb, which gives off radioactive material. Ukraine, the United States, Britain, and France are dismissing that claim. It's a serious wake-up call, says an Education Department official. The latest national test of America's fourth and eighth graders finds that the pandemic caused learning setbacks so serious, they're calling them historic. Across this country, math scores saw their largest decreases ever. Reading scores dropped to 1992 levels. Peggy Carr is with the Education Department's National Center for Education Statistics.
We want our students to be prepared globally for STEM careers, science and technology and engineering. This puts all of that at risk. We have to do a reset.
Baseball fans celebrated in Philadelphia and Houston last night. The Phillies and the Astros are going to the World Series. Game one is Friday night in Houston. This is AP News. Now to Donald Trump and the January 6th committee.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack is indicating it won't consider letting Donald Trump testify live on television about the direct role that congressional investigators say he played in trying to overturn the 2020 election. The House January 6th committee issued a subpoena for Trump's testimony last week, and Vice Chair Liz Cheney tells NBC's Meet the Press he has a legal obligation to comply.
Under oath, it may take multiple days, and it will be done with a level of rigor and discipline and seriousness that it deserves.
Trump has reportedly told associates he might consider testifying if it's done on live TV. Cheney says that's not happening.
He's not going to turn this into a circus. This isn't going to be, you know, his first debate against Joe Biden and the circus and the food fight that became.
Cheney says the committee will take action if Trump doesn't comply. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.